Episode 175, Simon Pegg Not in Star Wars, and Other News.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
And we are...
We're back!
For the last time in this summer, actually. Because
not technically.
Well, they don't know that. They won't experience it. But you and I are recording here on July 31st, 2013.
Yeah.
We should probably release this episode tomorrow on August 1st.
Yeah.
And we won't be recording for the entire month of August.
But we're recording another episode tonight, too.
Well, we've backed up so many episodes that you won't even notice. We're still going to be releasing two a week. But... Yeah.
Two a week? Wow.
Yeah. I sent you the calendar.
Yeah, but I didn't think there was two a week on there.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's going to be good. So watch in the upcoming weeks.
It would be pretty pathetic if we passed episode 200 while we were gone.
We won't. So I'm just going to tell you exactly what you can expect.
Okay.
First, well, the next two episodes, of course, will be the ones we're recording tonight. Then after that, you'll get the behind the scenes at Ryan Strelo Studios that you've been waiting for.
Oh,
these are all the extra clips that I've taken out, put together.
Is this appropriate for all audiences?
Yeah, family friendly.
Oh, I'm sorry, everyone. It's not as good as it could be.
I never learn that highlight reel type shows take forever to edit. So as I'm preparing for a wedding, I also still have to edit this behind the scenes episode.
Oh, don't do it.
It is not done yet.
Don't do it. It'll Your wedding's more important.
But
Your sanity's more important.
I'm going to release that on my wedding day, August 9th. So watch for then. Then after that, we're going to time loop Kobe's first first sci-fi experience here on the Sci-Fi Christian.
It was the first time I ever met the little guy, too.
Wow. Yeah. So that is way back, episode 12.
Yeah.
So we'll be releasing that. And then, you've all been waiting for it, the Sci-Fi Christian Top 50 Sci-Fi TV Show Countdown.
Yeah.
Five episodes. We'll talk about 10 shows in each one. We'll count them down for you. So that's what's coming up here in the next month.
Yeah, it's a busy month.
Yeah, so we'll be gone. I'll be on my honeymoon, and right when I get back, you're leaving for a family vacation.
Yeah, we could possibly squeeze in an episode.
I don't think we'll have to, though, because we have all the days filled.
Right, but if we are itching to see each other after so long.
That's true.
We could get one in.
I think, because I'll actually be back here on the 22nd of August.
I
go back to work on the 23rd.
Yeah.
And then you don't leave until the 24th?
No, I leave on the 23rd.
Oh, no, we can't. I don't think we'll get one in.
We're not going to get one in.
No, so...
Well, we're doomed.
No, I'll be okay.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Ben?
Oh, I'm doing good. It's been a good day. How are you doing?
Stressed.
I know.
Pretty stressed.
Yeah, it's wedding stress.
Yeah, well, there's 1 week. So today is a Wednesday. 1 week from Friday is my wedding day.
Yeah.
And there's a lot to get done.
Yikes.
So...
That's why I don't worry about the highlight show.
I think it's just let it go. I worked on it for like 2 hours on Sunday.
I know, but don't throw good time after bad time, you know?
What do you mean by that?
It's like you already invested 2 hours, and if it's going to take another three to get it done...
No, it won't take another three. Yeah. It'll take me like an hour more.
Well, I would say put it on the back burner and only do it if you have time.
I'll make time. Because when Des and I are driving in California... She's going to want to listen to the Sci-Fi Christian.
That's
so
true.
I need some awesome episodes.
That's true. Yeah.
So, right.
Do you have a playlist set up for what you're going to do for her?
No. Nope. No playlist. We're just going to wing it.
Oh, okay.
Booked my hotel tonight.
I wouldn't do the G.I. Joe episode.
You don't think so?
No, probably not.
Booked my hotel tonight. I booked my,
hit Lost Part 2 on a loop.
No, we're not going to do that. I booked a trip to Alcatraz Island.
Oh, very nice.
So I'm just starting now to schedule things that have to do with the honeymoon, finally. So
do you know that Alcatraz is one of the most popular ghost hunting sites?
No.
So I would like a report when you get back.
Well, I'm doing an afternoon tour, and I heard that the night tours are the kind of ghost-themed tours.
Yeah, you should do a night tour and let us know if you see some ghosts.
Well, we're supposed to be on like a romantic getaway, so ghost tours aren't prone to lead to romance.
Neither are prisons full of hardened criminals.
Like, you don't go from a ghost tour to a nice night out on the town, like with an Italian restaurant, candlelit, walking the beach. It's more like
what you and Ryan did.
Exactly what Ryan and I did when we were in California.
I love how your honeymoon is basically a repeat of that trip.
One-time experience. So, all right, Ben, let's get to some things here.
I mean, it would be better if it wasn't in California, but nope. This is basically Matt and Ryan.
Ryan and I took this honeymoon a couple years ago, yes. And now I'm bringing Des instead.
Oh, that's romantic.
This is great. So... we have a listener feedback heavy episode and a news light episode because I spent a lot of this afternoon going through my inbox knowing that this will be the last episode we have in a while.
Yes, you did.
And so checked in, found a lot of emails I had missed.
But we don't read every email.
No. Okay. Don't worry. And if I did bring emails into the mix that were from a long time ago, I just took out one part just so I could give them a little shout out, but not read their whole email. So we're going to be featuring emails here from as far back as April and May.
Oh my goodness.
So,
you know, we can just let things go after a while. I think people reach a few episodes and they realize they're probably not going to make it on the show and they're okay with that.
I like, reading through emails months later and just kind of cleaning out my inbox.
I know you do.
And then I respond.
I know you do.
Like I always respond.
For better or worse.
So today you were complaining because I was responding to things Facebook that people had wrote to us.
Yeah.
Well, why? Why is that bad?
Because it's like not a normal thing to do.
What do you mean?
Like there comes a point where if you haven't replied, you just accept the fact that no reply is going to happen and you and the person who wrote in just move on with your lives.
I'll never move on until I file it away.
You don't do that.
Once it's in my inbox, I will not.
I think that's what makes it awkward is that, like, when you reply to an email sometimes from years ago to me, literally.
Yeah, no, I do that for fun.
I've not only moved on, but I've forgotten about it. So it's not thoughtful at that point. It's just confusing.
My favorite thing to do to emails from years ago is, thanks. And just,
exactly.
Because you're like, what? Oh my gosh, this is from 2009.
But even if it's like 2 months ago. I think at that point, Matt's not going to reply to me, and that's okay. I'm okay with that.
All right, let's get to the news.
All right.
It's time for
Sci-Fi News. That was completely unplanned.
Yeah, no, I didn't know the top news of the day until you told me, which is why you made it top news of the day.
Well, I sent you multiple choice and you chose this one.
Yeah, this is the most interesting. So fill me in. Why doesn't Simon Pegg want to be a part of Star Wars?
Well, yeah, and this was a little disappointing because I don't know if you remember, but I was saying my one Star Wars wish list item is I want to have Simon Pegg in there.
I kind of assumed it was a given for some reason. Yeah. I just felt like this is going to happen.
Yeah, but he said, no, I there's some things I just want to be a fan of and I don't want to be involved in. And this is one of them.
That's the same thing J.J. Abrams said, but
that's true.
But they're not going to give Simon Pegg as much money as they gave J.J. Abrams.
Did you see the rumors that J.J. Abrams was possibly going to drop out?
Yeah, that was last week, and we didn't cover it because it was shot down.
Rumor.
Yeah. So, do you have anything new to add to it?
No.
Okay, just wanted to bring it up.
Just curious if you'd seen it.
You know, along the same lines as Star Wars news, similar to what we covered a while back, we just found out that they have registered more domain names.
Yes.
And so last time, these domain names ended up leading to announcements about video games. And so we don't know what this is going to be, if it's going to be video games or a TV show or a movie. But here's the phrases that are important. Star Wars Attack Squadrons.
That's almost certainly a video game.
Star Wars Attack Squads.
And they haven't decided on the title yet.
And straight Star Wars Squads.
Yeah.
So...
I would vote for video. I mean, I it sounds like a video game to me.
Some people think it could even be something to do with Disney Park, like maybe a ride or something.
It could be. Yeah, so that's a possibility. Yeah, so. That's like the one thing I'm looking forward to on our Disney World trip is, you know, they changed the Star Tours ride.
Yes. When is your Disney World trip?
End of September.
Okay, so...
We won't miss a beat.
Wow. So you are going to go on a family vacation at the end of August. And then
I'm going on a Ben vacation at the end of August.
By yourself?
Well, I'm you know James out in Seattle.
Yes.
Yeah. He and I are going, and some of his friends are going backpacking.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize that's what it was. Are you going to have a chance to go to the Sci-Fi Museum?
Maybe. I've been there before, though.
Yeah. I went with James, actually.
Yeah, I know.
You had a little connection there. You had me meet your best friend in Seattle.
Yeah.
And he took me to the Sci-Fi Museum. That was great.
Yeah. And he was my best man at my wedding, so how about that?
Wow. And I asked him to be an usher, but he won't come out.
You did ask him to be an usher.
No, I didn't.
I didn't think so. That seemed like it was a complete lie.
We've met one time.
I didn't even get invited to your wedding. jerk.
Do you think he would have come?
No.
Oh. I would invite him. He could come if he wants.
Oh, okay. I'll let him know.
This is the invite right here.
Okay.
Also, if any of you want to win an invite to my wedding,
oh,
donations, people. Donations.
$10?
The highest donation will get an invite to my wedding.
I suppose that there's some point where you would lose money if you gave an invite to every donation and they came, because your buffet probably costs.
That's why I won, just one.
Exactly. So, I think if 10 people want to donate $100 to you, I mean, the buffet can't be that expensive. So
that's true. You know, yeah. Also, speaking of my wedding and wedding presents, if you're out there listening to this, I want you to go back and listen to episode 173, where I begged fans for my wedding present to be my very own Matt Is Right song.
Nobody asked.
I want multiple versions of it, so I've received no response yet. Yeah, none.
I told you you wouldn't.
So go back and listen to episode 173. You can get some good clips from there, or go back to any of our other episodes where Ben likes to say Matt Is Right, and make my own Matt Is Right song.
I actually have a little surprise for you in that direction, but I don't know if we can talk about it yet on the air.
Okay.
It relates to our secret project.
Yes. Well,
did you want to talk about our secret project?
I think we wanted to tease it a little bit, didn't
okay,
we?
Okay, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, we are going to have shirts, and not only shirts, but mugs.
And?
Beer mugs.
And?
Buttons.
Buttons? What do you mean buttons? For real?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for the shirts.
My kids love buttons,
the
man.
Shirts is what I'm most excited about. So, for this is not an exaggeration. Sometimes I make up things, but for years, various fans and listeners have said, hey, we would like a Sci-Fi Christian t-shirt.
Yeah.
And it was sort of something that I thought was cool, but that's never going to happen. But guess what? We found... Well, I should give a shout-out to the podcast that actually kind of pointed me in the right direction.
Well, we should wait on that shout-out because we don't want people to find where we are yet. Oh. So we should do the shout-out when we actually announce it, because our store's not ready yet.
But okay, well, anyways, another
people could find it.
Another podcast recently released a new t-shirt design that they are selling to their fans. And so we started the process. So... you're just going to have to sit on this a little bit. Come in September, come back in September, and that's when the shirts will be available.
Well, let's tease the
shirt. In time for the Christmas season.
That's right. That's right. Now, let me find the link here, because I'm gonna share with you some of the designs. So we have just the Sci-Fi Christian logo.
Yeah.
Right? And then we have a picture of Theo on
just
one of the
Theo
shirts.
By himself.
Yep. And then look at this. I'm going to show this to you. You haven't seen these.
Okay.
Ben Is Right.
No.
Matt Is Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Take That Science.
Oh, Take That Science is good.
What the Frodo.
I love it.
Now, all of those four on the back is also printed our website.
Oh, my gosh. And Sci-Fi Christian buttons.
Yeah, I told you, buttons.
Water bottles?
Yeah, water bottles.
Frisbees?
No, that's just another button.
I love that mug.
Yeah, it's got a mug, which also that's two-sided.
No, I've never seen these. This is awesome. I want all of this.
A beer mug, which I'm going to get and really enjoy.
So the thing is, folks, if you've wanted to support us but you didn't want to give a donation, this might be a good way to start.
A black t-shirt version with white lettering.
Man, this is going to be awesome.
So all of those are going to be... Now, when we come back in early September...
We'll give the full announcement.
Yes.
That will be the top news of the day.
You will learn how to get your Sci-Fi Christian t-shirt. Until then, I suppose if you're really resourceful, you could track us down, but...
But they aren't actually for purchase yet.
They are.
What?
Yeah.
Why don't we want to announce it yet then?
Because it's not ready. We got to make the store look a little bit nicer.
Okay. Wow. I can't wait for September.
We got to make sure we like the products we have, you know.
So this is a doubly good present for people, because first you'll be able to give a great gift to your personal Sci-Fi Christian fan. Huh. And secondly, you'll be helping out the Sci-Fi Christian as we get to the end of the year. And as you know, with all ministries, it's the year end where you really need...
ministry?
Right. As with all ministries, where we really need that year-end giving to meet our yearly annual budget.
For just $4.90, you get a five-pack of Ben Is Right buttons.
No, why would anybody want a Ben Is Right button?
I'm going to order some Ben Is Right buttons.
You could be... Wow. Here are the things I definitely want. Take That Science.
Yep.
What the Frodo.
Yep.
The regular logo. Yep. And the mug that has Theo on
you
there.
You don't want Matt Is Right?
No, of course I want Matt Is Right, but I'm just saying. Not a lot of people are going to buy Matt Is Right.
Yes, but I'm picturing you and I podcasting here.
Oh.
And you wear Matt Is Right, and I wear Ben Is Right, and it's great.
I can't wait.
I know. This is exciting.
We're gonna lose all of our money that we're making buying these ourselves.
There's not a chance we're going to make money off this store.
All right, let's go back to news. Okay. Star Wars.
Yeah.
For some reason, people are talking again about John Williams scoring Star Wars Episode 7. I thought this was a done deal. They're saying it just now is confirmed.
I think there's some things that are a done deal practically, but when they actually become official, it kind of bubbles up to the surface again.
Yeah, so just as a reminder, John Williams will be there. Now, I felt for a second a little sad about Michael Giacchino, because I know he was also supposed to be a part of this.
I don't
feel sad about him. I'm back to where you are, because John Williams, he is the Star Wars composer. Yeah. We need him. So I don't mind. I like Michael Giacchino a lot, but John Williams deserves this.
Exactly. As long as John Williams is still breathing, he has the right to have first crack at Star Wars.
Love it. Let's go to some non-superhero news, because there's a lot of that later. Yeah. But The Hobbit. Now, they've released, or they're going to be releasing an extended edition version of The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. It's going to be available October 22nd. And from what I'm hearing, there's a crazy amount of features on this.
9 hours worth.
9 hours of features. You hate features.
I love the Lord of the Rings features, though. That's okay. What I was going to say is that the extended editions of Lord of the Rings have some of the only features out there worth watching. So I am quite excited about this.
Yeah, this would be good. I would probably buy the extended version.
Yes.
I think I'll just wait until they all come out, because I loved The Hobbit. I actually do. If I was to rank, you're going to disagree with this.
Yeah.
But I think I like The Hobbit movies more than any of the three Lord of the Ring.
Well, you've only seen one.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Singular. The Hobbit movie.
Yeah. No, it's really good. I mean, I do disagree, but I don't think that's a bad opinion.
Almost made top news of the day was that CBS renewed Under the Dome.
Yes, and encouraging signs. How many episodes did they renew it for?
13. Wow, so they're listening to us.
They are. I feel, season. You know, because we started saying this
2 years ago.
2 years ago, and people told us we were crazy. That this is not only not going to happen, but it's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we were talking about in the context of Fringe, and people saying, No, we want as much Fringe as we can possibly get.
Yeah.
And now, not only is this happening, and not only is it a good thing, but, you know, it's working, too. So, we were right.
We were right. All right.
See a third song.
The Butterfly Effect. Did you like that movie?
I never saw it.
It was an interesting concept, but not well executed.
Yeah.
For some reason, even though it's about 10 years old only, they're going to reboot The Butterfly Effect. I believe there was three movies that came out, two that were likely direct to DVD.
Yeah, those don't count.
The original co-writer and director is going to be doing the script. Eric,
I don't think direct to DVD movies should count.
No, they don't count.
No.
Eric Bress.
Yeah, this is a little depressing when, you know, we're now rebooting 90s movies like crazy, and even probably an early 2000s movie.
I don't remember the exact year, but I feel like 2003 would be a good guess.
Yeah, somewhere in there. So the reboot train is coming very, very quickly towards the present. I mean, it's going to be rather horrifying when it's like next year we're going to be rebooting Star Trek again, you know, and it's just every 2 years or so we're going to get reboots of everything.
It's even worse, 2004.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes. All right. Well, we'll give you a little break.
Just like we have a 10-year spoiler rule, there needs to be like a 20-year remake or reboot rule.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, we'll give you a little break from superhero news, and now back.
There's
just too much to cover and related to movies. First of all, Wolverine, we saw it and hated it.
That's terrible.
And we're not just trying to be negative, and we're not going to go into in-depth about this because we have a video about it, but I do not understand why people are behind this movie. It had some great Rotten Tomato ratings. General public is responding well to it. Now, because it's doing well, Fox is saying they have 5 to 10 X-Men spinoffs that they think might be able to work out into franchises. They're not saying they're doing 5 to 10. They're just saying that there are potential spinoffs there.
Discouraging signs.
So,
I mean, that is just, talk about oversaturation. But whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I don't want to talk about Wolverine anymore.
Yeah.
Not good. Daniel liked it, though. So, to be fair, some of the sci-fi Christians did like it.
Well, one of the sci-fi Christians.
Even Colby didn't like it.
He gave it a worse rating than we did.
I've never rated a 2013 movie as low as Wolverine. I gave it a 1. Was it a 1 or 1.5? This is a 1.
You and I both gave it 1s, and Colby gave it a half a star, and I think he might have been more on the right track.
To be fair, though, there is an end credit, well, more of a mid-credit scene that points directly to Days of Future Past. That's the only thing that... Well, I think I may have given it a 0.5, if not for that scene. That bumped it up. It was good, right?
Oh, yeah, but see, I don't think of that as part of this movie.
Okay.
I look at any type of end credit scene, I think you have to look at independently of the movie that came before it.
Bryan Singer, speaking of Days of Future Past, Bryan Singer was talking about it, and he said, the timeline is going to be like this. The past portion is going to take place 10 years after First Class, and the future version is going to take place 10 years after X-Men Last Stand. And so he's calling it not a prequel, not a sequel. I don't know how to say this word exactly, but an in-betweekle. This is a quote from him. I'm not making this up. In-betweekle.
Well, how about that?
And that is the director of your next X-Men movie.
I really don't want that movie to suck, because I loved First Class, and I love that Peter Dinklage is going to be Trask.
Yeah.
You know, and so there's so much about this movie that just looks fantastic, but Bryan Singer, man, not a good sign. Not a good sign. I know you liked X-Men 2.
Yeah, I did like X-Men 2.
And it was okay. I didn't like it as much as you do, but really the only great movie he's ever made was The Usual Suspects, and that was 20 years ago now.
Maybe more than that.
Yeah, I think it was 94, 95, something like that. So, yeah, Bryan Singer, not a good track record.
In further Marvel news, Avengers Age of Ultron is said by Joss Whedon to feature Black Widow prominently. Thoughts?
As long as it also features intelligence prominently, I'll be happy.
All right, I'll take your next piece of news.
Let's see. Should we get a little What the Frodo?
Yeah, What the Frodo.
Okay, here is this week's What the Frodo, once I find the soundbite.
What the Frodo is this? What the Frodo?
You thinking, man?
The Frodo?
What's going on?
Frodo! What the Frodo?
Now, I know neither of us, we both watched a little bit of Eureka, but neither of us is very familiar mm-hmm. with it. But the star of Eureka, Colin Ferguson, has come out, and he's sad. And he's sad because as Eureka has ended, mm-hmm. Warehouse 13 is soon ending. He says,
oh, it got announced at the end of War. I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either. But apparently, according to him, it is. He says that this is the end of an era at sci-fi of lighthearted entertainment. This gets What the Frodo, because we're talking about the channel that just greenlit Sharknado 2 and Ghost Shark. And he's lamenting that the era of lighthearted entertainment has come to an end at sci-fi. Not so much there, Colin. I think you need to double check their programming lineup.
So, did you know about Shark Ghost until I Facebooked you about this? So, we were joking last week about Sharknado, and then this week I see Shark Ghost is coming out.
Yeah.
This is crazy. And they, on Saturday, last Saturday, they had an entire day filled with shark-themed sci-fi movies.
So people like Colin Ferguson, who are worried that the end is nigh for stupid, I mean lighthearted entertainment at sci-fi, I think you're going to be okay. I don't think his lament has any bearing in reality whatsoever, and I can only assume that he was drunk when he said this, because otherwise it makes no sense.
I have an update from what I just said. On May 16th, 2013, sci-fi renewed the series Warehouse 13 for a 6-episode fifth and final season.
Okay, well, there you go.
Listen to this. Eureka and Warehouse 13 have crossed over, or characters from Eureka have crossed over into Warehouse 13 and vice versa, and a character from Warehouse 13 appeared on Alphas. That's dumb.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I did want to ask you about something quickly back to Marvel. This is not...
I have one other piece of Sharknado 2 news.
Okay.
We all need to keep up with that. Tara Reid has been dropped from the sequel. So that's how you know your career is on the fritz. When, first of all, the best starring role that you can get is Sharknado, and then when you don't make the cut for the sequel.
That
so,
is bad.
Poor Tara Reid. I think your career has come to a very disappointing end.
So long.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay, so you know how on the Marvel DVDs and Blu-rays, they release these shorts? You're familiar with that, the short movies?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay, well, there's a new one coming out.
Like Agent 47.
Well, this new one is going to be Agent Carter. Okay, but how do you feel, this is just an idea I was thinking about this week, how would you feel if, similar to how Pixar releases a short four-minute video before their movies, would you like to see Marvel do a short four-minute superhero introduction before their Marvel movies?
As long as we can reduce the running time of these movies by 4 minutes or more, I'd be fine with it.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, I say that flippantly, but, you know, when we're talking about movies that are already 2.5 hours long, the reason Pixar can do it is because they're 90-minute movies. So you would have to reduce the running time, but I'm all in favor of anything that can accomplish that apparently impossible task. So, yes. Yes.
All right. Well, how about this? I would like to hear a little...
Take that, science.
Yeah.
And this week, because we've been slowly eliminating all the news that I've stacked up, we only have one choice.
Oh, my.
Which is...
Is this the one about the winds on Uranus?
On the planet?
Yes, on the planet Uranus.
Aren't they calling that Uranus now?
I don't think so. I think it's pronounced Uranus.
Okay, well, anyways, yeah, I decided to pass on that one because I was afraid for what kind of comments you'd make. But yeah,
what just happened would happen.
Apparently, there's some sort of, this is not a joke, strong, crazy winds on Uranus and on Neptune.
Uranus. It sounds worse when you say Uranus because everyone knows exactly what you're trying to avoid saying.
Here's the headline for today for Take That Science. Guy on Craigslist selling a time machine.
Oh, I've been waiting for this one.
But only if you can save the world. Here's the story. The people of Florida are a gift to the rest of the world just when we think they can't possibly surprise
us
again. Well, this is a little sarcastic.
Okay.
Just when we think they can't possibly surprise us again, bam, time travel bicycle for sale on Craigslist. A real marvel of... Okay, now here... This is from the Craigslist ad. A real marvel of future science. This device is capable of traveling different dimensions and time periods. Endorsed by Thomas Jefferson and Albert Einstein. This here is not an ordinary bike by any means. It breaks my heart even considering posting this time-traveling machine on Craigslist. This technology came with great power, so it must be handled with great responsibility. I will only sell this machine to whoever can prove themselves worthy of obtaining such power. I have seen the dark face of humanity as I traveled to the year 3017. I cannot stop the evil, so that's why I'm selling this machine. I want to be 100% sure that the next owner has what it takes to save the human race. I have had a lot of adventures with this machine, and I have met a lot of history's most influential figures, but the real purpose of this time machine is to save humanity. I will be waiting for the next rider of time, this is awesome, rider of time, to come forth. Come ready with a good proposal of why you are worthy enough. Basic bike riding skills, a must.
Well, maybe I should apply.
You should.
I've been doing a lot of biking lately.
Well, this is great.
You know, you always have to wonder, like, there's that 0.1 in a trillion chance that this is legit.
Yeah. And you're like, I don't know if I could pass this up.
Yeah, exactly.
My favorite part by far is endorsed by both Thomas Jefferson and Albert Einstein.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody appeared from the future on a bike right in front of us, I would endorse them. So you've got my seal of approval.
Oh, this is crazy. All right. What's your next piece of news?
I just love that the reason he's selling it is because he failed to stop the future evil. You could take another crack at it, bud. I mean, you do have a time machine.
He must not have what it takes.
I guess not.
Take that, science.
Now, let's see. What else do we got here? Speaking of Stephen King TV show news, so Under the Dome, obviously wildly successful in the ratings and less successful in the quality of its writing. Mm-hmm. But The Tommyknockers, which is widely considered to be one of the worst Stephen King novels ever written, is now coming to, I think, NBC.
Yeah, and they are picking up two horror movies. Also, Rosemary's Baby.
So look for that soon.
Not interested. I don't like horror.
I know. But you're watching Under the Dome.
Yeah, I haven't watched any more since I told you I would last time. Sorry.
Yeah, no. I'd say spare yourself.
All right. Speaking of horror movies, James McAvoy, known as being not just Mr. Tumnus in Narnia, but also Professor X in First Class, he's going to be playing...
Is his last name McAvoy? I don't think his last name's McAvoy.
James McAvoy.
There we go.
What did I say?
McAvoy.
With a little... I had a little L in there.
You had a little L in there.
James McAvoy is going to play Victor Frankenstein opposite Daniel Radcliffe, who I believe is Igor.
No.
In a movie called Frankenstein.
You know, we're now getting an influx of Frankenstein movies, because I think there's one coming out this fall starring Aaron Eckhart.
Frankenstein.
Yeah. So I guess this is the latest trend that we all must endure. You know, people are sick of us, or me in particular, griping about superhero movies. So maybe we can gripe about Frankenstein movies.
I think just monsters in general, because there's lots of vampires, lots of zombies. Frankenstein is... You know what should be popular? Ghosts. What's going on? Why aren't ghosts popular?
That's true.
You don't see any good ghost movies anymore.
I like a good ghost every now and then.
They're kind of scary.
Yeah, and you won't even go on the stupid ghost walk at Alcatraz.
No way. All
right. What's the problem?
I only have
You're part of the problem.
I only have one piece of news left.
I have... Does your piece of news have to do with a certain TV show that's coming
soon? A Fast show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do my other two and then, or other three.
Okay. Wow.
I got a slew of casting news. Well, one casting news.
Okay. Hold on. I'll do it for you.
A slew of casting news.
Roger Ashton Griffiths, whose name I did not recognize, but his picture looked vaguely familiar, has been cast as Mace Tyrell in season 4 of Game of Thrones.
Nice.
So there's that. And then my final piece of video game news here, only piece of video game news really, is that BioShock Infinite has started to roll out their downloadable content and released a Burial at Sea trailer.
What does this mean? They've released a downloadable content.
That means it's like a continuation of the story.
Oh, so you finished it and now there's more?
There's going to be more. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, two-part Burial at Sea trailer, which looks like it's going to tie more closely to the first two games. So, I am quite excited about
this.
Did you
not like the third one?
I loved the third one, but they... I can't get into it without spoiling.
I think I'm going to get into cutscenes and watching the movies.
Yeah.
Because, well, I know that we're not in listener feedback yet, but listen to this. One of our listeners, in regards to cutscenes, wrote in because he liked what you were saying. He said... While I reserve the right to be wrong, when it comes to Ben DeBono's opinion, Ben is right about video games telling better stories than modern genre movies. I greatly enjoy watching the video game movies people post on YouTube, combining all the cutscenes, cinematics, and story-relevant gameplay. I'd love to read or hear Ben's top 10 video game movies sometime.
Wow.
And that's from our listener, JS.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do 10, but
I think that might be a good future episode. And then I'll watch. This is what we'll do. This will take a little research because I don't mind sitting around. After the wedding, I'm going to have time to relax around the home. So here in this very apartment, I'll watch some YouTube videos, watch some of the cutscenes you recommend, and then I'll rank. Let's do 5.
Okay.
Because we like doing top 5.
I could do 5.
Okay, so JS, watch for this in the fall.
Yeah.
Ben and my's top 5. I mean, I'll just give you a little spoiler. Injustice is going to be on there for sure.
Yeah, Injustice is great. You have the Uncharted games.
I'm going to watch a ton. That's going to be one of the fun things I do this fall, watching cutscenes from video games.
I would say make Last of Us a priority.
Okay.
So good.
All right. So, yeah, that's a good idea. So, all right. Cool. Well, sorry to skip ahead the listener feedback, but do you want to do last news of the day?
Yeah, last news of the day. Bah, bah, bah.
So is that good enough, or should we?
Yeah, I think that's good enough for today.
Last news of the day. Bah, bah, bah.
All right. Well, Ben alluded to it. I gave you a little hint that the TV show had to do with being fast. There's a TV show called Arrow that I stopped watching, and it's by CW. It's based on a superhero named the Green Arrow, and they haven't really had a lot of the other Justice League members in there until now.
Yeah,
episode 8 and episode 9 of Arrow season 2 is going to feature Barry Allen, the Flash, and episode 20 of Arrow season 2 will be the backdoor pilot for the Flash's new TV show on the CW.
Yeah. Episode, I just hear the words episode 20, and that just makes me kind of depressed. Too many episodes.
The producers are promising it is going to be a character called the Flash, so they're not going to, like, you know, skirt around the issue.
The Flash guy.
And he's going to be wearing his trademark red suit.
Ooh.
On TV, that's not going to come off very well.
No.
It is a different medium. I think I kind of like what they did with Arrow, where they changed some things and made it more adaptable to real life, so... We'll see how it goes, but I've been liking The Flash more and more. I do wonder, and I want to know what you think about this. How will this affect the movie we heard there's going to be a Flash movie in 2016? Do you think it will be this guy? Do you think they'll just give him a movie?
That'd be tough, because then in terms of world building...
That means the Arrow is in Man of Steel.
Right, so then...
What if that is the plan? That's not the worst idea.
It's not the worst idea. I guess it depends on... how well those worlds would jive, because it seems like they've kind of been developed independently up till this point. So
that's interesting. I wonder if that's the plan. Well,
it would be kind of akin, and obviously these are more developed, but it would be more akin to taking the X-Men universe and trying to say it exists in the same world as the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Obviously, there's a lot more that would be more difficult than this, but a similar type of thing where two independent parts of Marvel would be merged together.
You think Marvel and Fox will just, or Sony and Marvel will eventually just come together and say, okay, let's combine these?
I think Disney's going to buy everyone. Probably buy us.
I think it's most likely that Sony and Disney will partner together before Fox and Disney. I don't know why, but I can see Spider-Man joining the Avengers much sooner than Wolverine.
Which, speaking of Disney, if you would like to buy the Sci-Fi Christian,
we're for sale, for sure.
Yes.
How sweet would it be to have, instead of Theo, we have Mickey, and the Sci-Fi Christian?
I don't know.
How about Theo wearing Mickey ears?
Oh, that'd be okay.
Okay.
Because I do like Theo.
Oh, me too, for sure. And he's going to be featured on some mugs coming up this fall.
Yeah.
That you can purchase for your very own for just...
A lot of money.
That's not really. How much is that? $4.95?
No.
$10.95?
More.
No, not $15?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they're expensive.
Well, they're worth it, though, folks. Don't let my surprise dissuade you.
That was not a good ad.
Let's keep that sound clip for the commercial. In other news, Wonder Woman, the TV show, now put on hold to make way for The Flash.
Yeah. I didn't know there was a Wonder Woman TV show working on, so.
Hey, watch this.
It's a trap. I've got some too, so maybe we should alternate.
Yeah, because I have, I wouldn't say a lot, but I wouldn't say a little. Go ahead.
All right. So this is from John Wilkerson, who has written in before. He says, so WTF is now what the Frodo. We need more Frodo-based acronyms. I submit the following. KTFO, knock the Frodo out. RTFM, read the Frodo manual. GTFOH, get the Frodo out of here. FUBAR, Frodo'd up beyond all recognition. And STFU, sit the Frodo down or shut the Frodo up.
Wow.
So I'm sure there are more we could have fun with, but these immediately stand out in my Frodo'd up mind. So thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
He did also send in an audio clip, but maybe we'll save that for a future one since we're a bit full up today.
Okay, yeah, save that for next time.
Yeah.
Chloe from Austin, Texas writes, Matt and Ben, I really like the Indiana Jones and Theology of the Lost Ark episode.
Me too.
I definitely like, I liked it too, Ben. Good work. I'd definitely like to hear more episodes like that. Good news, they're coming.
Next episode.
Next episode. Going to be just like that. I also enjoyed the episode where Ben talked about Aristotle's four causes and how they relate to creating a story.
Somebody did like that episode. Yeah. How about that?
I do enjoy when he goes into teaching mode. When the episode is over, I usually feel like I've learned something and been challenged to look at how I engage with a topic. I've even abandoned several television series recently because they weren't well-written stories, and Ben's position has encouraged me to seek quality entertainment, not just whatever is available.
Who is that from?
Thanks again for the fine show, Chloe from Austin.
Well, Chloe, thank you very much. That's very kind of you, and I think that it means a lot to me when I hear that, because that's what I want to have happen. I do put on a grumpy persona, and sometimes I just like to piss people off. But other times I do enjoy, you know, I am trying to pass along information. So that's very kind of you, and I think the only appropriate response to that is this.
Oh man, Ben is right.
And you can get your Ben is Right t-shirt.
Yeah, Ben is Right.
Soon.
Ben is Right.
I can't imagine anybody wearing a Ben is Right t-shirt unless their name is Ben.
I'm going to wear one.
You should make Annie, your wife, wear one.
I should. Oh, yeah, women's t-shirts.
Is there a women's t-shirts?
Yeah, so I need to have the Ben is Right.
Oh, I will for sure buy Dez a Sci-Fi Christian.
Will you buy her a Matt is Right?
No, she would hate that.
You're too early in your marriage.
She would seriously hate that.
Ooh, our anniversary's coming up in December.
Perfect.
Anniversary gift.
Okay, Chloe did
have... How much trouble do you think I could get in?
A lot.
I would have to have a backup present after that.
That would be awesome. Do it as like a gift, a gag gift. For,
yes.
Okay. Wait, can I tell you this PS from Chloe?
Yeah.
Also, I meant to add a link to a YouTube channel that I found recently that has all of the Uncharted games, as well as the latest Tomb Raider and Last of Us. Edited into movies. I don't own a PlayStation and don't plan on buying one, but I wanted to experience these great stories. And then he gave us the YouTube page.
Fantastic.
So thanks for that. This is awesome. Okay, go ahead.
This is from Blondine, who writes in, I hope I'm not a little too late to offer this idea because I'm so behind on listening. Well, no worries, Blondine. Matt is going to read us listener feedback from 2006, so I think we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Today I've listened from the lengthy analysis of the DC 52 reboot all the way to the Star Trek roundtable.
Oh my gosh, that was a lot of episodes.
Yeah. Over the course of all day traveling, I had to fast forward through Fables, though. I was drifting off while driving.
I didn't understand that part because I read this email too. Did we talk about Fables?
I don't know.
You and I?
Well,
that
was a long time ago.
There was an episode about Fables being made into a motion picture.
Oh, okay. So I thought the perfect game news music would be at least a bit of the impromptu a cappella rendition you guys did of an older game's music back at the end of one of the early episodes. I think she's talking about we did Mario, didn't
we? Yes, we did.
We should dig that up.
I'll find it. That could be our video game music.
That is a great idea,
Blondie.
That
is a good one.
Sad news of the day was hilarious as a song. Yes, it was. Which hilarity was, of course, inappropriate. Yes, it was. I just found myself writing the sentence, sad news of the day was hilarious. Sincerely, Blondie.
Wow. All right. Ben, I have another one about episode 172, which was the comics industry episode.
Yikes.
This is from Therone.
Should I duck for cover?
He wrote this on our website. Great episode, guys.
Oh, man. Two people like that episode.
I don't worry about spoilers so much anymore. There's so much on my to-read list that I will never complete. I have started using spoilers as a strategy. I often read the last couple chapters and epilogue of a book before starting. There's nothing worse than being engaged by a book to have the ending ruin the total experience. Knowing the ending enriches the experience because you know where the author is taking you and you see details and events you would have missed in the story. If the ending is garbage, it saves a lot of time wasted in a bad book.
Wow. I mean, I can't say that I do that, but I understand the position, as we talked about. I think that there is something I think it would be interesting maybe sometime to do an episode on spoilers, because I think it's a larger topic than what we can just dive into in these kind of brief conversations. But, you know, well, I do think that there is two sides to this issue. I am empathetic with that one, obviously, very much, because I think that there's so much in a book or a movie that you miss if you're just trying to follow and figure out what happens next. So, and then sometimes spoilers cover up a multitude of sins, too. A perfect example is 24. Or the first time I watched 24, this was before I was married, just on the edge of my seat, and oh man, this is the best show ever, and what's going to happen? And then after Annie and I got married, I went back and watched it with her. I was like, you got to watch this. And so then knowing what was going to happen,
like,
this show sucks.
Because
there's so many plot holes and storytelling errors in that show. And when you're not on the edge of your seat just wondering what's going to happen, and you're sitting back and just absorbing the story as a story, the holes start to appear quite profoundly.
Interesting. So. Yeah, I have never went back and watched 24, but I've seen, I believe, every episode of all seasons.
If you wait 20 years till you forget it,
Watch it again.
Because you're not going to enjoy it if you know what's going
to
happen.
Would you like to hear a message from Australia?
Yeah, of course.
G'day, Matt and Ben.
G'day.
The show is excellent, as always. I'm just checking in as an international listener from Australia. Now, it happened that as I was listening to a recent episode, it struck me that something was missing. I didn't have any Sci-Fi Christian desktop wallpaper.
Oh, yes.
I searched around quickly on the web, but couldn't find any, so I made some fan art, which I humbly submit for your consideration. So, Ben and I saw it, Jordan, and it's awesome.
I'm so glad you mentioned this, because I wanted to send him an email, and I forgot to, because I loved it so much. But here's what I think we need to do, Matt. You know, we're obviously going to be linking to the store soon.
Yeah.
And so I think we need to add a couple new pages to the site. We need to have a store page, links to the store.
And a fan art?
Well, a fan art media page.
Because we've already had now a couple people make drawings of us.
You know, we could embed Triple Pope there. We can embed the wallpapers. Yes. We could even throw up some of our favorite sound clips that we use.
Yep.
You know, so.
Okay, so a media page is coming. So, Jordan, they were
look for that during the hiatus.
They were so awesome, and I did talk to Max, who's in charge of our Geek Grab Bag, a feature on the SciFiChristian.com, just kind of a collection of different funny pictures from online. So, Max is going to include one of your wallpaper pictures in there. So, watch think it's going to be released tomorrow, same day as this episode.
Now, there is one we can't put out there for public use, but it was hilarious nonetheless.
Yeah, the one that referred to Daniel's commonly used phrase.
Faux pas. Yes.
Yeah, so. All right. Well, Jordan, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
We have an email here from Carmen, who says, "Hey, guys, I just started listening to your podcast today, going way back to episode 127, Top 5 Things You Wish You Were Into. I was curious about a couple of books, movies you may have come across."
Okay.
So, first, I think all Neil Gaiman novels, not comics, that I have read have been great, and most are quick reads. Probably the one of the most sci-fi works was Neverwhere. Second that. Neverwhere.
That's the one that I've been talking about reading since season one. And
Honeymoon, perfect.
Never have.
Get some reading in. Bring all those books you want to catch up on.
Yeah. You know what I might bring on the honeymoon? This is not a joke. The way you're looking at me, it feels like you think I'm joking. Flight of the Angels, the Rainiest book. Yeah, I've been wanting to read it for so long. I think the honeymoon is the perfect time.
There you go. Read it to each other.
Why not?
Why not? You could finish the Iliad.
You know what she's really excited about? She really wants to read Harry Potter together.
Oh, really?
Well, we talked about this on the show. And remember, we had the listener say this is a good idea for us to have something that we can share an experience together. So I'm excited to do it for relationship reasons. I know I've never really, I don't think I would ever go back and read the books if it wasn't for her.
But maybe that's how you could get through more books, is if you and I spent a half hour before
reading
after
together.
I could read out loud to you.
That would be
nice. You could read out loud to me.
Okay, you want to do that?
No.
Let's start during...
really weird.
Let's start that during season 4.
Maybe season 44.
Okay.
And then second book she mentions is a book called The Descent by Jeff Long, which was, I guess, it was interesting because after I read her email, I was looking into it because she said, you know, there was this movie like 6-7 years ago called The Descent that came out. And they're supposedly unrelated but are actually really, really similar. Mm-hmm. So I would be very interested in checking that out, and I didn't realize it was a book, but it looks pretty good, so thank you for making me, anyway, aware of that, Carmen. And you asked if there was a sequel, and there is. I found that out today, Carmen, and I think it's called Deeper or something like that. So you said you liked this one and wanted a sequel. Well, guess what? The sequel is out there waiting for you.
Go find it.
Check that out.
Any more from Carmen?
I am done.
Is this the first time we've heard from Carmen?
Yeah, she said she's a new listener.
Thanks, Carmen. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Good to hear from you.
Well, she's back at 127. Happy Valentine's Day.
By the time she hears this.
Yes.
Yeah. Raul wrote in, and this is one of the ones that I had for a while. So you might notice when it's from. Here we go. Guys, I'm not surprised that Matt hasn't seen 2001 yet. But you, Ben? ?
That's true.
One important point about 2001 is true about movies in general today. Most current sci-fi movies tend to be rather passive experiences focused on action and eye candy. You're going to really agree with this, Ben.
Yeah.
It has to move. Okay, he's talking about current movies.
Right.
It has to move and move fast at all times. At one time, however, it was perfectly acceptable for a movie to take its time. A film's success wasn't based on the number of explosions. 2001 is a movie that requires you to engage it actively and think, and it gives you time to do so. Consider this. What was going through your mind during those first 3 minutes where you had nothing but black and the music?
I think your microphone just went out.
No, it didn't. I can still hear myself.
I can't hear myself. Oh, I think you turned me way down when you pulled it like that.
Wow, sorry.
That's okay.
Okay, so did you hear what I said?
Yeah, yeah.
So do you remember those first 3 minutes where I was freaking out?
Yeah, I was thinking what was going through my mind was I was laughing at your reaction to it.
I was thinking, what the Frodo? If someone did that today, they would be lambasted for wasting precious viewer time. Slower pacing is for the audience's benefit. It gives them time to digest. The problem is that people today don't like to think. You said this all the time.
Hey, man. Amen. And you know, maybe we're going to get in. We'll maybe see some of that in the next show.
To close, if you check out, this is his website, thechristiangeek.net. Let me say it again.
Yeah.
Thechristiangeek.net. I have an article on the top 5 most important sci-fi movies. Number 4 is 2001. You might want to read it. You'll find it interesting. Note that I do clarify the list as most important, not best. However, if it were best, 2001 would still likely make the list.
Yeah.
God bless. Not God bless, just regular present tense. God bless, Raul.
Yes, thank you.
That's his,
clarifying.
Like, sincerely.
Right. God bless. I'm going to send all my emails with God bless, Ben.
God.
Because Ben is right.
God bless, comma, Raul.
Yes. So, yes, the commas make a big difference. Yeah. I would second the recommendation for his website. I've been on there and read some of his articles.
He's me too. I feel stuff. Like, didn't we post one of his articles once on our page?
Yeah.
I think we did. So, yeah, thechristiangeek.net. Go check him out. Yeah. Do you want to say anything to that? I know you agree. We've had these conversations before.
Yeah. No, I think he's spot on.
Okay.
And 2001, I really enjoyed it when we watched it several months ago after this email was sent.
Next.
I'm done.
All right. Here we go. This is from our website. And unfortunately, can you quickly go to the... Never mind, I'll go. This is from a website, and it's about our last week's episode. I don't have the listener. That's why I wanted you to go check if you have a chance.
Okay.
I like the episode. Thoughts on biblical accounts of the Ark. I personally feel the Ark would not have lost its status as holy. Would not have. But as we each are now sanctified by Christ and are now temples within which the Spirit of God may dwell.
RC?
Yes, RC. Thank you. We would be able to touch it. However, if placed before me, I would probably tally up with the both of you. I'd look but not touch. So that's pretty good thoughts that since we've been sanctified, maybe it's a little bit different.
Yeah, it's, again, like we said last time, it's one of those issues where, you know, I think we can make an amazingly convincing case that it would be safe to touch the Ark today, you know, 99.9% sure, but I'm not touching it.
Me either.
I'm staying away, so, besides it's self-destructed, so we're okay.
Yeah, exactly. And finally, in listener feedback today, we have this is from the author, one of the authors of Flight of the Angels, Alan Rainey.
All right.
Writes, hello, Matt, Ben, and Michael.
Who?
Michael Potes.
Oh.
Our friend from thefightbackcushion.com.
How old is this?
This is from shortly after Star Trek.
Oh.
Michael, outstanding review. Now, this is about the article that Mike wrote on our website. Go check it out.
This is kind of what I was talking about, is nobody actually remembers the context of these.
I just emailed Alan today, and we talked a little bit after that. Regarding shamelessly grabbing the best parts of Wrath of Khan for this flick. I remember being...
spoiler alert. Who cares? Everyone's seen the movie by now.
I mean, it's just... Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not spoiling anything in particular, just that they stole parts of a previous
movie. And besides, we love spoilers!
For this flick, I remember being very impressed in 2009 with Abrams pulling off the seemingly impossible feat of granting himself permission to go wherever he wanted with the franchise.
What are you doing with your microphone?
I know. Man? I'm having some weird issues with it today.
Well, I think that's because you're like turning it upside down.
For some reason, I don't remember having so much trouble reading my computer and having the microphone here.
Yeah, I think that's because we don't usually have this much listener feedback.
Yeah, maybe. Can I start again?
Yeah. No, don't start again.
Just continue from that last sentence.
Yeah.
Being very impressed in 2009 with Abrams pulling off the seemingly impossible feat of granting himself permission to go wherever he wanted with the franchise without necessarily angering or alienating the show's diehard traditional fan base, like me. That's what Alan said.
Yeah.
Not me. That being said, Into Darkness calls back to Wrath of Khan, reshaped my opinion for the better. Happily, there is now an element of Battlestar Galactica's All This Has Happened Before, It Will Happen Again, infused into the Trek universe. You're probably right. I probably shouldn't give direct spoilers, so I'm going to skip that.
this goes so well when we read emails from 17 months ago.
I'm just foolish enough, this is Alan again, I'm just foolish enough to believe that this ties into our struggle to understand predestination versus free will. I love to imagine that regardless of our opportunities to take different paths in life and make choices, both good and bad, there are certain mileposts that God already knows we will hit. I want you to react to this when I'm done, Ben, so start thinking. We can plot, plan, scheme,
I never stopped.
And maneuver, but ultimately, we will end up at these appointments, and it is our faith in Christ that then determines how we will respond to these pre-scripted moments. I'm going to stop there because it goes on to say more about what happened in the movie. So, that's interesting. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, predestination is one of those issues that when I was a Protestant was like the issue, like the theological mm-hmm. issue, and it's pretty much a non-factor in Catholic thought.
Why? What do they think?
Well, it's just understood, I think, much the way it was in ancient Jewish thought, that free will and providence exist side by side in a way we can't fully comprehend. I think that, too, there's a sense of God predestining the church, and so you have mm-hmm. a more corporate view of salvation than you do in Protestant faith. So it's just a very different way of looking at it.
I actually agree
yeah.
with the Catholics in this route, or in this train of thought,
right.
because Yeah, it's impossible that either the free will arguers or the predestination arguers are right. Neither of them are right, because if one or the other were right, after all these years of conflict, we could have proved it one way or another.
Yeah.
So there has to be elements of both that we just can't understand.
And now all the Calvinists are about to email you, and guys, we'll get to your emails sometime around Christmas.
No, no one's going
to
email. I mean, I think it's fact. You can't prove that Calvinism is right. You can't prove that the free will Arminianist view is right. And if you could prove it, then there wouldn't be a debate anymore. We would just agree with one or the other.
Well, that's the other reason it's not really a big issue in Catholicism, is both those sides are post-Reformation.
I think that I shouldn't say neither are right. I should say neither are wrong. They're both right. Both aspects of predestination and free will exist.
Yeah.
I kind of take on what I call a compatibilist viewpoint, where I feel like it's compatible to believe in free will and predestination.
Yeah, that's what Catholics believe.
Come on, high five.
Yeah, Matt's closer to being a Catholic. Here he comes into the church.
I don't think that's 100% true. All right, that's it.
It could be like a new feature. Matt's step to Rome.
Well, that's all from here.
I'm Ben DiBono.
I am Matt Anderson, and we are the Sci-Fi Christians signing off. While we're away, feel free to leave us some feedback at...
feedback@thescifichristian.com. 612-4121-SFC.
Or
the donation page. We'll get it that way.
Oh, and just be sure, folks, we're not going to talk about it now on any of the episodes in August.
Save those pennies.
But go ahead and check out our brand new Sci-Fi Christian store coming September 2013.
Yeah, somewhere around there. No, it'll be ready by then. I've been working hard on it.
I know. It looks really good. Yeah. Really good. Yeah. Like, compared to what you showed me yesterday to now, that's...
More products.
That's amazing.
Well, I just showed you a few because I was like, well, if he hates it, I don't want to do 20 of these.
No. I liked everything except for, I like Ben is Right and I like Matt is Right. I think it's funny, but no one's going to buy that. But does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter. We can make like 2,000 designs.
There's to come up with some
free.
More.
It's completely free to make products. So if somebody wants a Ben is Right shirt, now they have the option.
Yeah, I mean, it's good.
I'm going to order tons of them.
What else could we? What are some other slogans we have?
Shut up, Kobe.
That's not a slogan.
It's not a slogan.
I don't think we've ever said that.
No,
on
I
the
don't
show.
Think so. I was just trying to be inclusive.
Stanley quote of the week. Okay. That's not really a phrase you just wear on your shirt.
No.
But it is. We didn't have one today.
It's a Stanley quote of the week. Bing.
What if the front of the shirt says Stanley quote of the week and the back says Bing? That's cool.
Yeah.
But no one will get it unless they listen
right.
to
it. That's
why
I like for the ones that are just slogans, I was putting our website on the back.
So you know how it looked like we had mostly blue colored?
You can choose whatever color you want.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask. So somebody could get a yellow Sci-Fi Christian shirt or a pink Sci-Fi Christian shirt.
Right. I put blue on because that's kind of our color.
Yeah.
Is that light blue? But no, you can choose whatever color you want.
On my friend's page with his different... Did you look at his store? How it actually just displays? Do you want to do that?
I don't think we do because we have so many different products. At that point, it would be too crowded.
Okay, I like it.
Because people, once you select the t-shirt, you can choose whatever shirt you want.
This is going to be so awesome. I can't wait for September.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'm going to shut this off. See you. All right,
goodbye, everyone.
So long, folks. As you know, I was going through my emails today.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, so I was responding to emails like in my in my Facebook and my Gmail. So I cleared out my Gmail. It's not empty, but I've responded to everybody that requires a response. Facebook is another story.
They require a response. They will let you know that they need it.
It's kind of funny,
before 4 months go by.
Yeah, I was responding to like April and May. Like the take that science part, that was pretty funny.
Yes.
Anyways, what was the point of that? I can't remember why I brought that up.